I practice good thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thoughts for today. I practice good thoughts. I got a letter from one of our students, and James writes, "I have a question for you." And this is my question. "I know that as God, I am not involved in the things of this world that are not good. I do have a question, and it is just one thing, that is, things happen in this world, and am I, as God, supposed to just ignore them and pretend they do not exist? Or am I to see them when they happen and put forth enough energy to fix these things? I have found in my life that if I ignore a thing, it does not mean that it does not exist. It just means that I am not willing to see things for what they are. Mark them, as Jesus said, and stand against them in all the power of God. I am God. All the power of God I am, for I am God. This is just a question that I have always had. I have tried to answer it for myself, and this is the question that has led me to the University of Healing. I love you all. Love, James." And I write, "I practice good thoughts. I know who I am. I am God. All is God. There is no otherness. Hence, what I call good or bad in my life is equally God. And as I train myself to look at all as good and very good, so I see it. If I had a child who had an imperfect body, I would not call him evil. I would not call myself evil for being the parent of a child with any limitation. I could be human and say, this I must live with, this the child must live with. Or, as the divine, I say I see my child whole and perfect, expressing their original purity, their ideal original purity and integrity. As I remain true to the divine picture and choice, this is revealed in me and in my child. I do not ignore what I do not choose to experience. Rather, I create what I want to experience knowingly. I create what I want to experience knowingly. Am I human or divine? I choose to be divine under all circumstances. I choose to be divine and see all of my creation, all my world, in its original purity and integrity. All judgment takes place in the relative. All judgment is an illusion. One moment the illusion says something is desirable or good, and the next moment a thing is called undesirable, bad, or even evil. As I choose to be master of my life and my world, I choose to call all good and very good. I choose to look past the appearance, the illusion, and see the divine reality, which is all there is. I do not ignore anything. I do not pretend anything does not exist. I keep practicing until I get it right. I keep practicing until I get it right. I keep practicing until I get it right. As my thoughts reveal one picture, and if it is not the ultimate picture I desire, I change my thoughts to reveal the picture I desire for myself, my divine picture, my divine pattern. When I call positive thinking and energy, which I'm in control of, then, yes, I do put forth enough energy to fix things. I put forth enough positive thinking to issue a new cause to bring forth my choice. I am God. I remember this at all times. I am the absolute creator of all that takes place in my world. I am the absolute creator of all that takes place in my world. When I say there is not peace on earth, I, as God, have spoken and bring this forth in my world. I choose to include all of my creation, all I am aware of, dwelling in peace now. It is not a somebody else's choice or a somebody else's lack of decision. It is my thought that brings forth my illusions, appearances, and choices. That's just the way it is. Principle is the foundation of my life. I live my life based on the divine within me. Viewing all from the spiritual perspective, I walk forth in my nature of being good and very good. You're in my blessings and eternal love. I love you. These are the type of letters we get from time to time from students as they question the things that are going on in their world and how they should use the teachings, that the philosophy that they're learning here in this course. And as they apply it in their world, magical things happen to them. As they apply it in their life, wonderful things happen, and wonderful things take place to bring about beauty, goodness, and wholeness in their world. Each one of us has the opportunity to live our life from this base. I practice good things. And we can say, the imperfect child that we might have born does not have to be that way. That's not its original purity and integrity. And I create what I want to experience knowingly, so I create that child beautiful, fantastic, and whole and perfect in its original purity and integrity. It's all my choice. I keep practicing until I get it right. And then, when I get it right, I keep practicing some more. Keep practicing, my loved ones. I love you. I love you. I love you.